Good morning. That same high pressure system, which has brought us a ton of sunshine the last few days, continues to dominate the weather across interior New York and New England. A southerly wind flow overnight kept the temperatures milder, though, and readings for the most part are starting in the 40s with fewer 30s out there early this morning. Still, skies are generally clear, a few passing high thin clouds, and that's about it. And with full sunshine through the morning, temperatures will climb quickly back through the 50s and 60s. Some high clouds will stream in from the west during the afternoon, so the sunshine will be filtered at times, especially in the Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley. Still, though, everyone will find their way through the middle and into the upper 70s for afternoon highs, even a couple of spots reaching the 80-degree mark in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. The next system is just a weak cold front approaching from the Great Lakes. There are showers associated with this front. Arrival time later on this afternoon and into the evening across the Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley, while most everyone else see just a few passing showers after dark tonight. Temperatures will be on the milder side along with the clouds and showers back into the 50s. Tomorrow, we'll start out with a few clouds, but we'll go back to sunshine during the course of the morning and especially in the afternoon. With a westerly breeze, temperatures will still be well above normal and in the lower and middle 70s. A disturbance currently in the middle of the country will quickly dart through the Ohio Valley and into the Northeast on Friday. This could produce a few scattered showers, not a lot of wet weather. Otherwise, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies and temperatures will stay in the upper 60s. As we get into the weekend, another front will approach from the west, could bring us a few showers by Saturday morning, and a third front will make a run at us on Sunday with a couple of showers. So while it will not be raining the entire time, it looks like we'll have at least the opportunity of a few scattered showers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Early next week, the remnants of a tropical system could bring us more rain here on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system and its trailing cold front are forecast to exit the Rockies and move into the central United States by tomorrow morning. Showers and thunderstorms developing along the front will produce heavier rain at times, which may increase the risk for flash flooding from the southern plains to the mid-Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, the upper level portion of this system will linger back to the west, producing high elevation snow for portions of Nevada, expanding into the northern Rockies by tonight. And showers and thunderstorms associated with the broad area of low pressure located over the southwestern Caribbean Sea continue to show signs of organization. Environmental conditions are forecast to steadily become more conducive for development, and this system is expected to become a tropical depression within the next couple of days. The large disturbance should move slowly northwestward across or near the eastern portions of Nicaragua and Honduras, move into the northwestern Caribbean tomorrow, and emerge over the southern Gulf of Mexico by the weekend. An Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate this disturbance this afternoon, if necessary. Regardless of development, the system will likely produce heavy rain over portions of Central America during the next few days. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a northwest wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 45, 86% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.42 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny near 80, and in Buffalo, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 41, the average temperature 57, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still zero for the month, but 34.53 inches for the year, which is 4.72 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low 44, the record high 86 set in 1881, and the record low 26 in 1945. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:31 p.m., 11 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, breezy, and warm today with increasing clouds later and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and warm today with increasing high clouds later on and highs around 80. Cloudy with a few passing showers tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasant today, breezy and warm, with increasing clouds later and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight and lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, breezy, and warm today with increasing high clouds later and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy with a few passing showers tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny, breezy, and warm today with increasing clouds later on and highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with a few passing showers tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds and increasing sun, breezy, warm, mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers Friday in the upper 60s. A morning shower Saturday, then partly sunny, lower 70s. Mostly cloudy, more humid with a chance of shower Sunday in the mid-70s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of rain Monday and Tuesday, back into the lower and middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.